Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
Good morning. How are you? I just saw you guys up and dancing around. That tells me you're awake. Yeah. Seriously, like that's hard sometimes, just being awake. Man, what a great song we just sang. What do you guys know what the theme of that song is? Well, yes, but why is it? Ooh, I heard someone say something over here that was really good. Yeah. Yeah, did you? It's about Jesus. And it's Easter, right? Like Jesus died, right, for us, like we talked about last night, but he didn't stay dead, which is like, right? It just like blows our minds. Like he became alive in his own power, something I can't do and you can't do, but he can do, which is just amazing, right? Because we have this greatest king ever who is willing to die for us, and he's not still dead. Yes, that means he's still the greatest king ever. Isn't that kind of cool? Yeah. Now you're just staring at me blankly. Yeah! Thank you, leaders, because they're like, are we allowed to say something right now? And then you did, and they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I want to share a story with you guys this morning. How many of you are middle children? Yeah.
Me, I am.
You get it. Yeah, Eli, yeah, you get it. I know, responsible, I know, oldest, all that stuff. Well, here's something that, as a middle child, only we can understand. Nobody ever pays attention to us.
Not true.
No, it's true. Middle children understand it. Nobody pays attention to the middle child.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah, it is not nonsense. I grew up this way, right? As a middle child. Are you a middle child? All right, so you don't get it. All right, we can throw that out. Anyway, guys, as a middle child, I had to work really, 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 really hard to get attention, you know? So I just thought of one thing that I used to do to get attention. Like, if my belly hurt, right, I would have to really make sure my belly hurt in order to get attention. So I would, when I was your age, I would lay on my bed if my belly hurt, and I would just start moaning. But of course, that's not going to be enough because my mom's not paying any attention to me. So you know what comes next? Is anybody going to pay attention to me? My belly hurts, right? And guess what? That still wouldn't work because she's probably paying attention to my younger brother or my older sister because that's just what moms do. So eventually, I'd just be laying in bed like, aah! And then finally, my mom would come in and she'd be like, are you all right? No. Like, my belly hurts. And you haven't been paying any attention to me. Have you guys ever done anything like that before? All right, middle children especially, they're like, every morning I wake up and I'm like, somebody pay attention, right? Well, what are some of the crazy things that you guys do to get somebody's attention when things are icky? Yeah, well, go ahead. What's something you do? You play dead to get people's attention. Wow, okay. Do you know opossums do that too? And it, yeah, like little animals, they play dead when they're afraid. Yeah, all the way in the back. You scream mommy, right? And here's the wild thing. Like, sometimes when I was growing up, I'd scream, mommy, mommy, mommy. Like, I need you, I need you, I need you. And you know what my mom would do? I'm on the phone, right? Because she had adult things to do. So she kind of like didn't pay that much attention to me. Right, it happens. Yeah, how about you? Yeah, he disobeys. But that's because he needs attention, and nobody's giving him attention.
And I get no attention.
Well, this, I know, it's so hard. Isn't it hard when nobody pays attention to you? Thank you, all right? You get it. And it's worse when you're a middle child. I know. That's funny. I get too much attention. That's not a problem I've ever experienced as a middle child, getting too much attention. But I want to talk about this morning. You know, when we live in this world, sometimes it feels like nobody's watching us, right? Sometimes it feels like I don't get the attention that I need. And so if I'm hurt, if I'm lonely, if I even just am tired of not having people paying attention to me, I might do some crazy things. But even then, sometimes people even get upset, right? Like I'm like, pay attention. And they're like, sit down. I'm like, no, I just want someone to talk to. But this morning, you read a passage that showed something very, very different about Jesus, right? What was happening this morning in the passage that you read in Matthew? Did you read Matthew? You didn't get that message? Darn it. Okay. That's okay. See, nobody was paying attention to me. It's happening again. But this is the idea, all right? There was a feeding of 4,000, not to be confused with the feeding of 5,000. And Jesus is walking around, and he's teaching these people, and there's like this 4,000 people behind him, and he's like, man, I feel bad for these people because they've been following me around, and they're probably hungry. And it said Jesus had this word called compassion. Compassion. I want everybody to say compassion with me. Compassion. Now, I looked up this word compassion. It's an amazing word. All right? So compassion means he felt from his gut. He felt from his gut. Like his very inner being, like his whole body felt for these people. He couldn't just leave them alone. He had to pay attention to their need because he loved them so much. This is the greatest king ever. Sometimes with people, when we get a lot of attention, we start feeling pretty good about ourselves, right? When we become the important person, we're like, look at me. Aren't I amazing? Yeah, meet my needs because I'm amazing. I don't need to care about you because I'm so cool. But Jesus, being the most powerful person, having the most authority, being the greatest king ever, has compassion for his people. There's another thing that Jesus uses to help us understand compassion. So if you have your Bibles, go to John 10. Go to John 10. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John is the fourth of the Gospels. John was one of the most beloved of the disciples, he calls himself. Jesus is beloved. John chapter 10. So Jesus understood God's love so well, so thoroughly. So we're in John 10. And Jesus wants to help us understand who he is and the compassion that he has for us. All right? So if you go to John 10, I'm going to be looking in verses 11 through 13. Just a few little verses. But he starts with this. He says, I am the good shepherd. Now, what does a shepherd do? He watches sheep. Right? That's what a shepherd does. He watches sheep. And he calls himself the good shepherd. All right? Because I'm sure that there are bad shepherds. Right? A bad shepherd would be like this. Oh, see all those sheep? Here, let me text, blah, 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 blah. And the sheep will be like, bah, bah, like I was in my bed, like, oh. And the sheep are like, oh, help me, bah. And the shepherd's like, all right. Jesus says he's the good shepherd. The good shepherd. All right. Then it continues. He says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We talked about that last night. But it's more than just dying. This is laying aside everything for the sheep. He says the hired hand, this is the person who's just paid. He's doing it for the money. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Now, why do you think Jesus uses the word wolf here? Why does he use wolf? Because a wolf is the enemy of the sheep. And you know what sheep have to fight off wolves? Nothing. Besides the shepherd. That's very good. So when a wolf comes, the sheep need help. Right? The sheep need help. They need someone's attention. They need someone to come and rescue them in that moment. Have you ever had a moment in your life where you're just like, I need help? Yes. I remember one time I was at Disney World when I was really young, and I'm just sitting there having a good time, like, blah, 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 and I'm like 9 or 10, and I look around, and all I see is a sea of people, and none of them are my family. And in that moment, you know what I needed more than anything? Help! I'm like, help! And then I just like waited a second. I'm like, oh, there they are. But in that moment, I needed somebody. And when we go through this life, there are going to be lots of moments where we need somebody. Because there's a wolf, or there's pain, or there's loneliness, or there's, I had friends who weren't there for me, or I had friends who I probably shouldn't have had friends. There's so many wolves out there. This is what it continues. So then he says, then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. Verse 13, the man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But then Jesus says in the very next line, I am the good shepherd. I care for my sheep. Jesus has compassion for the people he leads. Jesus has compassion for the people he leads. That's you and you and you and you and you and all of you and me. If we cry out, the greatest king ever is going to come to our rescue. And it's for anything. It can be like, I have a toothache. God, help me. And you know what? God will be like, yep, okay. That doesn't mean he's going to take the toothache away, but he's going to be there with you. Okay? You can be like, God, I don't know what to do right now. And you know what Jesus is going to do? He's going to have compassion on you. From his gut, he's going to love you with everything that he has. And he's going to be like, follow me. I'll show you what to do. God, I really want to do well at this football game today. You know what? God's going to come. And you know what he's going to do? You mean so much more to me than this football game. Whether you win or lose, man, I'm going to love you hard. I'm going to love you with everything I got. And so we can go and we can play that game free because, you know what? Jesus loves me no matter how I do. That's fantastic. This is good news. What I want you to understand this morning is that the king who was willing to take a bullet for you still is willing to take a bullet for you. Still. Okay? He's a compassionate king. And when we cry out to him, he's going to answer us because he wants to be with us always. There is never a time where we need to yell louder for Jesus. We don't need to go, ah, my belly, and then have to do it 15 times. He hears us the first time, and he comes, and he sits with us. He's with us. He's never going to be like, I'm too busy helping this other guy. No. Jesus always has our attention. He's always paying attention to us. He's always paying attention to you. All you got to do is cry out for him. All right? And you got the greatest king. Let me pray.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.